I bet you're so proud of that performance, aren't you?
Certainly were. We knew that we had to be at it tonight. We mentioned the last couple of days that what a good team they are, how they play. We had to make sure that we were very good off the ball to stop them from playing. And we just mentioned there that sometimes you win a match with the ball and how well you play. But ultimately tonight has been about what we did off it as well, because we stopped them from playing. We made them kick it long and not let them get into the routine of the passing game that they're very good at doing. And we got the goals at the right time, and it was a real strong performance right from the first whistle to the last, with energy, desire and quality as well.
Simon, did you have to think long and hard about the system and the tactics and the personnel tonight? Because it looked like you got it absolutely spot on.
Well, I went to watch them on Sunday. I knew how they'd play, and from other games as well. We obviously, one or two players were out, and we just felt that going with the 4-4-2 with the narrow two from the wide areas of Galley and Pringle would help us out in midfield and not get overrun. But we certainly knew that we had to lock on when the goalkeeper had it and not allow them to get into that routine. And every one of them, they carried out the instructions that we worked on Monday and Tuesday. So full credit to them, they actually listened and carried out the instructions. But we showed some good qualities with the ball as well. We were a constant threat going forward with the front two. And when you've got people like Gallagher and Pringle can put balls in the box, you're always going to ask questions of the opposition.
Is that as good as you've seen Pringle in a North End shirt tonight?
Well, we've not seen too much of him, really, through others being in the team. But ultimately, when he was in the team at the start of the season, he was obviously, we were losing games and we had to change and try and find a formula to go and get back to winning ways. But he came on the weekend and affected the game and had no problems playing it tonight, because when we brought him in the summer, everybody was really pleased with the signing, what a big player he could be, and delighted that he's contributed tonight. And full credit to him and other players, who keep mentioning that when they've been out of the team, they're ready to come back into it very quickly and make sure that they don't lose that shirt. And that's a real big thing. We've got players out of the team that potentially could be in this team, and that's a real sort of feeling the cats for the lads who have been out the team, have come in. Mentioning McGeady, Barnett, Beckford, John Welsh, Callum Woods. So the squad has been tested, but it's obviously been productive.
And just talk to us about Paul Gallagher as well, Simon. He's someone that you've worked with for a considerable period of time now. We've not seen him in recent games as much as you'd have liked and he'd have liked, I'm sure. But is there anyone better in terms of quality when he can play in balls like that in this division?
Probably not. And maybe me leaving him out a cuff for the couple of games is sort of not giving him a kick up at the backside, but it's just giving me a reminder that nobody's guaranteed a place in the team if others are doing well. So we picked a team tonight. He affected the game at the weekend when he came on, picked it tonight, and he did ever so well. And a lot of them players that have gone out tonight will earn the right hope, probably from their perspective, to keep the shirt at the weekend. But Gally, on his day, is as good as anybody in this division with his delivery.
They've given you a really nice problem, this team that started, haven't they?
Well, that's how it has to be. We knew this was going to be a tough month. We've got to recover quickly tonight, tomorrow and Friday, ready for a real tough game at the weekend. But it's just nice to go into these difficult games on paper in good spirits, with a lot of confidence and belief. And we're not going to get carried away, because we've had a good victory tonight. And in this division, you can come down to earth very quickly if you're not careful. So we'll get ready and prepared, and hopefully we can get and keep this unbeaten run going that we're on at this moment in time.
And just a final one, Simon. We knew that Huddersfield, coming into this game, had only conceded a maximum of one goal in a game in a league match so far. Were you aware of that? And how pleased are you that it's your team who's managed to get three?
Look, people are always throwing stats at us, and what you want to do is you want to make sure that you try and cause the opposition problems. We've always set ourselves out to try and cause problems to the opposition, and tonight we scored three set pieces, but we looked a threat in open play as well. So really pleased with what we've done against a tough team, and we were looking to bounce back from the weekend. It's only another 3 points, but it's obviously a valuable one, and moved us up the table.